Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Finley. Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done.
There we go.
That's a good one.
Hi. I'm Amy and this is Finley. He's 2.5. We started lockdown with a 6-month-old in Wales, moved back to Aylesbury with the in-laws 8 months ago. You've kept me sane when I was locked in as a first-time mum with a 6-month-old and no clue what I was doing. I still have no clue, but at least he can tell me now. Keep being sexy and totally relatable,
sure.
Amy.
No probs. 24/7. 25/8, baby.
25/8.
That's some Anthony Joshua's management company.
25/8?
Because they work so hard.
Oh, right. You sure it isn't just that he couldn't get 24/7 at company's house?
Yes.
Like when you've got an email address, Rob Beckett, 1964 or whatever it would be.
Yeah, 25/8, yes. 25/8 management, because they're just so hardworking. Considering he works for half an hour every 6 months, in reality.
Bloody less if he's knocked down early. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Some great stuff there.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
25/8.
How are you, Rob?
Yeah, good. I'm very good. I've missed you, actually, and I'll catch up.
Well, people don't know we've been away in a weird way, do they? So we recorded some in advance.
Mm.
So we've had 3 weeks away from each other, haven't we?
Yeah, and so much has gone on, Josh. It feels like it's not... So I've got a bit of a plan of action for what we're going to talk about.
Plan of action.
So you've been in the UK working and having a sort of like Easter break with the kids, but not gone anywhere.
It's not a break, Rob, is it? It's not a break.
Yeah, but doesn't your daughter still go to nursery during Easter, or does she...
I had a week off.
A week off. Okay. Yeah. So, right.
Easter weekend's 4 days is long, isn't it? Do we need the Monday?
Well, I think that's an Archbishop of Canterbury question. Welby. Is it Welby?
Well, he's had a bad enough week of people attacking him, but do we need the Monday, Welby?
The thing is, we could have recorded an episode pretending, like, about the future, going, bloody Boris and the parties, because that's still rumbling on.
Yeah, still the same.
Still the same. Still the same. Just a bloke lying at work for ages and everyone gets angry. So you was at home in the UK. I went to Disney in Florida. Had a bit of a nightmare getting out. There were cancelled flights. We'll come to that. So what we're going to do is, if we ever catch up about your Easter and my flight disaster, and then I think I've got so much to talk about with Disney, because it's like visiting Disney is so massive. It's bigger than San Francisco.
Yes, well, I've not been to San Francisco, so that's of no use. Is it bigger than Exeter?
It's like, yes, it's bigger than Exeter.
No Disney, fucking Disney, way. It's Disney, bigger than Exeter.
Disney is bigger than the city of Plymouth.
No, well,
the
come
metropolitan,
on now. Come on now.
The metropolitan skyscraper-ridden city of Plymouth.
The New York of the Devon.
The New York of Devon. But yeah, Disney is massive, and I was a bit overwhelmed by it, to be honest. So we're going to do a special episode just about that.
What I would say is your lovely wife started an Instagram account of the family holiday.
Yes.
Which I followed religiously.
See, that's a private account, so we can put all the kids up, basically.
Yeah.
So unlucky guys, but I've got to try and protect them, haven't I, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Because have you seen that guy? That there's a big thing on TikTok about, you know, the Jolly family? They're a YouTuber.
What, Dom Jolly?
Yeah, this guy just keeps it's really funny. His phone's loud. And you would think, like, in like the library, like anywhere, it's mad. Like, he's like, oh my God, like in an exam, and his phone, and it's a big phone. It's not even a normal size phone. No, don't. I love Trigger Happy TV. I'm only joking.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
But it's
I really did love it.
The snail.
That sounded like I was being sarcastic, but yeah. I genuinely loved it.
The snail across the road. Anyway.
Yeah. I was thinking of the snail.
Ah, great.
Anyway.
So basically, there's a family called the Jolly U. They're called Joe, J-O-L-Y. Stacey Dooley did a program about them, and basically, it's a guy and his wife, and he films everything they do. Like their entire life is documented. Saccone Jolies or something. Anyway, he's been getting loads of. Like they've got like 1.7 million subscribers, and it's a bit of a strange setup. They was getting loads of grief online about his sort of their people taking clips and going, "This is weird," kind of thing. And he's now deleted his entire YouTube back catalogue.
Oh God, is that going to be us with? Is that going to be us with these podcasts, Rob? Oh,
well, no, I don't know, but he was like filming everything. Ooh. But what's weird is he's gone like, yeah, I don't want to put my kids online anymore. It was a YouTube channel that got a bit out of hand and I was enjoying it and then it became this big thing. And it sort of all made sense. Like, oh, fair enough. Maybe he started filming his kids and like a few people watched. And before he knew it, it creeped up on him and it was his job and he had millions of people watching. But then you go on his TikTok and his kids are all on there. So like, it feels like he's shifting platforms more than...
Yeah. It's like me going, I've just had enough of talking about the news on Channel 4. I just think it's really degrading. Anyway, I'm new host of High Got News For You, so I'll see you.
I just want to get away from the news. I want to be silly again. I just want to mess around. I want to be the real me. Welcome to News Night with me, Josh Whittaker.
That would be a bad booking.
Because we don't put the kids up online, so we're just doing that. So the nans and granddads can see pictures and things like that.
I would say, from seeing it, Rob.
Yeah.
It looked... We will come to it on Friday.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give you my initial feelings on it, which is it looked magical.
Yes.
You looked fucked. You looked, throughout the holiday, I'd say between the start and the end of the holiday, Rob.
Yeah.
You know when you see a picture of Tony Blair before and after he came to power?
It was a bit like that. Do you know what? I was either at my lowest ebb or highest ebb. I felt like I was on magic mushrooms, not pixie dust. Honestly, like some of the highs and lows, which we will go through, it was... But do you know what? It started off... Because the problem was it started off so stressful that it took a few days to sort of come down. And then when I did sort of calm down, I went on a roller coaster and then came up again. So it was like a series of uppers and downers, literally. So,
man.
But it was great. And the reason why we've done that sort of private account is just... Because what we realised was all our friends have got pictures of their kids online and stuff like that, which is great. I've got no problem with it. But when, you know, I've got like nearly a million followers and you don't know who they are and I don't really want... And also, they're going to grow up. Do they really want... You know, anyway, so it's different to go... If you've got 150 followers and you put it up and it's all your friends and family, it doesn't matter. But if you're exposing your kids to that many people, I feel like they should have a choice in the matter. However, I didn't want them to miss out because Instagram, you know, social media is going to be a part of their lives forever. My friends have got this lovely account with all their holidays on it, loads of nice photos, and their daughters are at the age now where they love looking back at all the stuff they've done. Yeah. So we and Lou thought, well, no, let's have it as for our girls so that they can go, oh, and see all these things. So Lou, you
started
it. And
if you do want to see it, I have screen grabbed them all and I put them on my public account. So...
Yeah, exactly. So I just didn't really want to expose them to that. But if you sign up to my Patreon Tumblr, if you sign up to my Patreon, you can see photos of my children. So
it's
not a problem.
£5 a month for one child, £8 a month for two children.
And, you know, and if you want to be what I like to call the platinum member, just any requests of them in outfits, I can send them your way. Okay? That's not what that did. But right, so I don't, because I've not spoke to you. I've alluded, basically, I became a Karen of disguise on social media moaning about BA.
So shall we start? Well, do you know what? There's three things we need to do today, Rob, before the Disney special on
Disney
Friday.
Special,
not sponsored, not sponsored, just to be clear.
Yeah, I should be clear. For this Disney holiday, by the way, I've paid for everything. I've had no freebies.
Do you know
freebies.
What we're going to do? Why don't we, instead of calling it Disney special, we'll look like it's an interview, but we'll call the interviewee Mickey Mouse.
Sure.
That's what we'll do.
And then you can do an impression of Mickey.
I'll do an impression of Mickey for the full 50 minutes.
And Mickey's interviewing me about my holiday. So I'm like, wow, how was your trip, buddy? Or whatever it is he does.
Yeah, that's quite creepy.
Yeah.
There's things we need to do today then, Rob, which is discuss your issues with British Airways.
Yeah. I feel like Aaron Brockovich.
Going to our new sponsor, Virgin Airways, who are great sponsors, and we're looking forward to them taking the podcast forward.
I did mention to Michael, it's like, if BA are trying to advertise on the podcast, you might need to say no, because I don't think they're going to want to by the time I do an episode.
And we'll go through my week.
Yeah.
And we've also... Shall we do our big announcement first, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I nearly forgot about the announcement.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's so much going on.
Too right. bloody right. Shall we do that first before...
do the announcement
before we lose
first.
All our fans of British Airways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's go. We're bringing out a new airline called Parent in Air. you do it. You do the announcement.
Well, Rob, do you know what I thought? Do you remember when I told you the story about when I was stuck on the train with all the Welsh rugby fans?
Oh, yeah.
And I was writing in a book,
mm-hmm.
and in a notebook, and it was all very tense. It was a kind of... It was about 4 or 5 weeks ago on here. And I didn't say what I was writing, did I?
No, you didn't say. Well, what were you writing, Josh?
Well, you could have a guess at that, couldn't you, Rob?
Was you writing some of the new Parenting Hell book?
I bloody well was, Rob.
We've got
too bloody right.
We've got a book.
Here we go. We've got a book. We will have a book. I tell you what.
We've got most of them. Or some of the
We've
book.
We've got some of a book. We've got some of a book.
And you'll
guess
know at points
what?
That book was written near a man that was drunk and thinking about the cost of... Yeah, you know.
Let's move on. I can't. We're so bad at announcements.
We've got we are writing a book called Parenting Hell, the book. And what is it? Well, basically, give your ears a listen.
Give
your ears a rest and get your eyes out for a change.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless you want the audiobook, in which case, shut your eyes. So.
But not until you've bought it, because that'll be harder.
Exactly. Yeah. We are so bad at this.
Basically, we've got a book coming out. What's in the book, Josh?
Right. We're writing a book. It is out October the 13th. Absolute peak book time.
Yes.
They, Rob, have backed us to go head-to-head with the big boys.
Bring it on. That's what I say.
Bring it on.
As long as Richard Osman hasn't got a book out, I'm up for that week.
As long as Richard Osman hasn't got a book out, and I imagine he has because he's just quit Pointless.
But if J.K. Rowling's got one out... I reckon I could take her on at the moment.
I think we're in the ascendancy, and she's
you know, it's a tough sell at the moment for the Rowling. Yeah. But yeah, it's out October 13th, and I know what people will say, why are you doing a book for the podcast? Can I say why I wanted to write this book, Josh?
Yeah.
Because we started this podcast, right, when the kids were older. I've realised there's this absolute treasure trove of stuff about when the kids were little, there were babies, pregnancy, and all that kind of stuff that we've not been able to do on here. And if we did do it on here now, it would sound weird because this podcast is immediate. It's about what's happening right now.
Exactly.
So if I start going, oh my God, I had a nightmare. What happened? Well, 4 years ago, my daughter woke up in the night. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
And let me put it this way, Rob. We are not, and I repeat not, just rehashing stuff from this podcast.
No, it's new stuff. We may sort
new
of
stuff.
Reference stuff for context,
there'll be a lot of stiff neck, loose neck references. Of course there will. But do you know
but
what,
it's
Rob?
Not these stories you've heard rewritten.
No,
it's new stuff you haven't heard, because that would be mental.
I've been writing it, and we've been texting each other, Rob.
Yes.
And we had a meeting, didn't we?
We had a meeting and about this.
We've been going, do you know what? This is actually good, isn't it?
Well, I was like, oh, you know, will there be enough stuff? But like, basically, I just sat down with Lou for 10 minutes and she reminded me of all the awful things I've done. So it was fine.
Within 10 minutes of the first meeting, you said we need a 3-book deal. That's what...
I said, there's no way...
This is only one book. There's too much stuff.
I was Dan Brown. There's no way I can fit it all in, mate. Tom Hanks has signed up for 3 films. Let me have the 3 books.
So, on top of us... This is the most exciting bit about the book. The biggest request we've ever had for on the podcast is, of course, we are giving a voice to Rose and Lou.
Yes, it's only fair, isn't it?
It is only fair. They will be... They're, we're going to give them a chapter each in the book to do whatever they want with. And because... I mean, that is... How are you feeling about this, Rob?
A bit scared, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm slightly nervous.
Well,
about
and that's
that.
The thing. So, what I've got a few questions I wanted to ask Lou, but and same with Rose for you, I imagine. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask you guys to send in questions for Lou and Rose, so you can submit questions. They may get picked, they may not. But if you put your name and your age and your where you're from, we'll include that in the book. So you could be in the book, which I think is quite a nice thing, because we want, you know, we're all in this together. So it's nice for you to be in the book as well. So if you do submit that, we're going to get an email for that. I don't know if we've got the email for that set up just yet.
They set up the email and I didn't like the email address, Rob. So
you love this power.
Well, they just set up one that's too close to our actual email address. I thought it would get confusing.
So we'll announce that next week, but there will be an email address where you can...
So think about what questions you want to ask Lou and Rose, and they'll be... we're also going to give a chapter to our parents, one chapter for your parents, one chapter for my parents, to talk about what we were like to bring up as children, what they think of our parenting.
Yes, and you can submit questions to our parents as well the same way. Now, Josh, you suggested your dad wanted to write this chapter himself.
I've not asked him.
Okay, because I don't think my dad will be writing a chapter.
No?
No. I mean, he didn't start reading books till 36. I don't think he's... I don't want to put him down, but at the moment, he still writes in caps and he hasn't ever used a computer.
I'd love a full chapter written in caps. How's the book? Quite shouty, actually.
So Rob's parenting is all right, actually. Decent bloke. So that's exciting stuff. The book's out October 13th. You can pre-order it. There will be signed copies. There's obviously going to be an audio book.
The audio book, we'll do something with Lou and Rose on the audio book. We might interview... We're going to work out what the best thing to do with them is. But let's be honest, there's going to be extra content on the audiobook as well.
Yeah, if you get the audiobook, it'll be me and Josh reading it. But there'll also be, I think we might do a little extra sort of mini episode with Lou and Rose. So you'll be able to hear them for the first time. So that'll be on the audiobook, not on the podcast.
Do some boring chaff here, Rob?
Go on,
pre-order your copy for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Parenting Hell Tour.
Oh.
And an overnight stay in... London. Even live in London.
More
information on how to
pre-order. What mug's in charge of this? Do we get to pick the hotel?
No, we don't have to stay with them, Rob.
Oh, it's not a meet and greet in the room.
No, it's not a meet and greet in the room.
Stay over, like bunk beds, with Top and Taylor with Sarah and Tony from Nottingham.
No, pre-order your copy for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Parenting Hell Tour, an overnight stay in London, and six pictures of Rob's children at Disneyland.
And no, we ain't doing travel. Get your own way there, you fucking cheapskates. It could come from anywhere.
Pre-order, though, because there are signed copies that you can order available at Waterstones. So go onto the Waterstones website. We will put our link... The links will be up in... the show description, in the description, click on the web. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's in all of our social media biogs. It's in the show description here. Click on that, pre-order, you'll get signed copies. How are you going with the signing, Rob?
Yeah, there will be signed copies at some point.
I was doing some earlier.
I haven't signed any yet.
The mood of my signatures is increasingly furious the more I do.
No, but I've been away, haven't I? I'll do them later. Don't worry about that. I'll write some more book first.
The book will be better than the signatures. Get the signed copies at Waterstones and the links, blah, 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 blah. Do it now, because there's not going to be enough signed copies to go around.
Can I slag off BA now?
Yes.
Because that's enough, that. They know we've got a book out. We don't want to keep ramming it down their throat, do we?
Did we mention the tour? Right, BA!
You love it. You love an advert for the thing. Right, okay. That is exciting news, though, Josh. How are you getting on with it, though? Are you enjoying it?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm having the time of my life, Rob, and I'm very excited to finish it.
Okay, fair enough. Right, should I tell you about this trip?
Tell me about British Airways. So, of course, you know my parents have 8% shares in, so I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you what happened and try and not be emotional about it. But first of all, these fucking pricks. No, so basically, right, again, I want to make it clear, I'm not doing this to look for freebies, and I've never got any freebies. I've paid for this. It's just, I couldn't believe what happened, right? So we were flying out of Gatwick, Josh.
Perhaps the problem is, Rob, that you're paying. If you've got freebies, if they knew that you were Rob Beckett off the TV, they wouldn't have.
No, they wouldn't give me a freebie. No, what? They're going to give you a freebie. It's not the 90s, mate.
And why isn't it, Rob? Because it was a better time. Why can't it be the 90s?
Well, no, but that's why I always like to pay my way, because then I can moan guilt-free.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where like, but you've got, you can't, but anyway, that's why people were giving me shit on Twitter going, oh, you're just trying to get free. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get fucking home. I just want to get to holiday. So this is what happened, right? We were flying from Gatwick and we stayed in Gatwick Premier Inn the night before, right?
Yeah.
So we
could have a night with that company.
No, fine. Really good service, actually. You pay on arrival, which I think is quite good. £80 for the room for all four of us piled in. Lovely stuff, right? Breakfast came included, whatever. Anyway, it was really busy there. We ended up going
to
the Sofitel for dinner, actually, which was really nice. They did like a Chinese restaurant because the Premier Inn was full. So we went there for dinner. And then we came back, had a lovely evening, went to sleep. I fell asleep at 10 p.m. Really, so early. Calm, chilled. Got woken up at 11.
What time was your flight?
It's 11 a.m. the next day, so we didn't really need to stay in a hotel, but we thought it would extend the holiday, right?
Treat yourself to a Premier Inn, Rob. Why not? It's a holiday. Treat yourself to four people in the same room of a Premier Inn. Why not, mate?
You're holiday. You don't realise the floor of an airport is designed for a wheelie case. You get a wheelie case on the carpet of a Premier Inn, it is not moving. Because I was carrying four cases on my own, four big ones on my own.
Was it stuck in the shag pile?
Yeah, it was stuck in the shag pile. And then, you know, Lou had got the girls these massive backpacks that are on wheels, right? And I said, don't do that. Just get me a wheelie little case and I'll put all their stuff in it, right? She went, no, it's cute. They'll pull it along. I carried those fucking bags everywhere we went, non-stop. And they were too low to drag along on the floor because they were kid size. So, they were better than the trunkie. The trunkie was the worst thing to happen to children's luggage since... I haven't got an example.
Yeah, right, there's no example. There's nothing else that's ever happened to children's luggage, is it? Yeah, it's just the trunkie.
Just trunkie, because I had to carry them anyway. Yeah. So we get in there. We wake up at 11 because the house alarm went off. So Lou's mum had to get out of bed and go and turn that off at midnight, which was great.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we went back to sleep. And then at 4 in the morning, I can hear this. I see Lou move really quick. The cover whip off. And she went, she was half asleep and rolled over to me and went, flight's been cancelled, not even joking.
What?
So it's 4 a.m.
Why does she know this at 4 a.m?
She half...
Who is she? Like a kind of...
Do you know
those
she is?
People from the Minority Report that's able to...
No. She's a very stressed mum that's not sleeping because there's a flight tomorrow to America with two kids. That's what she is. She's like half asleep. Checks her phone. Flight's been cancelled. They cancelled.
She's just got a text from BA.
An email. Flight's been cancelled. 4 a.m. She sees the email that got sent at half midnight.
Yep.
Let me try and find this email, right?
I don't think you should only be emailing people to tell them their flight's cancelled. That is not an efficient enough way of contacting people.
Oh, no, absolutely not. So we get the email. Let me try and find this email. Blah, 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 blah. Email, this came through. 10 to 1 a.m. Okay, so what's that? Yeah. 10 hours before the flight?
12:50.
Yeah, 12:47. Your BA flight to Orlando on the 3rd of April has been cancelled. We're sorry the upcoming flight to Orlando has been cancelled. We'll do everything we can to ensure you get to where you need to be. Right? Anyway, so they cancelled the flight at 11 a.m. from Gatwick to Orlando. Do you know when our next flight, our new flight is? Right. So, we said we went premium economy.
Yeah.
Our next flight is in economy, so they've downgraded us.
Oh, that is unacceptable.
Okay. Departs.
That is an unacceptable move.
Departs, not on the 3rd of April, the 4th.
Oh, my God.
From Heathrow.
What? Well, you've got time to get there.
Yeah, 24 hours. From Heathrow to Chicago.
What? What? They've given you a flight. Economy, rather than premium economy, from Heathrow to Chicago.
Yeah, I thought I was going from Gatwick.
Windy City.
The Windy City. Yeah, I'm surprised we could land.
That is
Chicago O'Hare.
So far from Florida.
I know, right? And then you're in Chicago O'Hare Airport for 4 hours, and then you fly to Orlando. So I'd get there like about 30 to 40 hours late.
Fuck me.
At 9 o'clock. And we've got all stuff booked, like park tickets and things like that. Weird is at that time of the morning, you know, because this is 4 a.m. 4 a.m. I found out this. As I read Chicago O'Hare, my brain went, Bucky O'Hare. I used to love that.
Yeah, I thought Bucky O'Hare as well. I thought Bucky O'Hare, yeah.
Bucky O'Hare. Yeah, so, and then at the other couple, we're traveling with another family.
I can only imagine how angry.
So they're still asleep at this point. Oh, we go knock them up at 4 a.m. and they're off a day late to Charlotte.
What? The Hornets?
Yeah, I don't even know where Charlotte is. So they've been sent to Charlotte.
I don't know. All I know is that there's a basketball team called Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
And there was a girl at secondary school called Charlotte.
Yeah.
And she used to wear Charlotte Hornets full basketball kit to Mufti Day. And I just thought, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
What the fuck's Mufti Day?
Non-uniform day, Rob, in the countryside.
In the countryside, Mufti Day. You absolutely Mufti. Sounds offensive.
Oh, God, can you not even say Mufti Day anymore? I don't know what you can say anymore, Rob.
Absolute Mufti. Here he is. All right, mate, go there, you Mufti.
Anyway, so they're flying to Charlotte Hornets. You're flying to John O'Hare or whatever it's called. What's it called? Bucky O'Hare.
I went off to Chicago for 4 hours, the Windy City. Not even got a coat. We were supposed to be going to Florida.
God.
So... Yeah, so anyway, it says, so you get that email, and then it says, right.
I've just got to ask a question here.
Yeah, go on, mate.
How's the mood at this point? Because Rose would be fuming. And I would be trying to put on a break. Do you know what I realised, Rob? I did something recent. So something happened recently.
Yeah, go on.
That was very stressful. What normally happens is something stressful will happen, and Rose will react as a person should react and be very stressed about it.
Yep.
And I will think, my job here is to hold it together.
Yeah. So but absolutely losing it underneath.
But yeah, I'm losing it underneath, but I'm going, no, it's fine, it's fine. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine, it's fine. Right? So that's what I've done for the last decade of our relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then something happened last week where she was very stressed. And I was doing, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then I just lost it. And I was like, it's not fine, is it? It's a fucking disaster. All right. Oh, God, this is it. This is a disaster. Yeah. And then she was like, no, it'll be okay. And it switched her. She had to switch roles.
Oh, wow.
And then I remembered, right?
Are you doing role play?
I once read a...
Were you naked when you did this?
Yeah, and then she whipped me, and I loved it.
I reckon you'd be into that, being beaten up.
No, I would not, Rob.
I think you'd like it. I think if you had a couple of drinks and calmed down, I think you'd like a little slap.
So, no? We've got a book out, by the way. So anyway. So, I realised that the dynamic for 10 years, I've been creating this situation by being positive. And then it switched. And then I remembered a thing I'd read.
Yeah.
I once read a book, classic stiff neck, by basically the equivalent of Alistair Campbell, but for Gordon Brown, like his press guy.
Yeah.
And he said, Gordon Brown used to get angry all the time. And what would happen is Ed Ball's tactic would be to get more angry than Gordon Brown, and then Gordon Brown would have to calm him down. So that was his way of dealing. Gordon Brown would calm him down. Yeah. And I realised, I've Ed Ball's Rose. That's what I've done.
So you've married Gordon Brown?
I've married Gordon Brown and I'm Ed Ball's. Rose will listen to this and she'll know that now I've got this new tactic.
Brown and Balls. Balls and Brown. Balls and Brown's better than Brown and Balls.
Yeah, exactly. Brown Balls. So there we go.
So, Lou,
what was the mood like?
Well, do you know what? Lou's very good at logic long term. So if something's in the future, I'll lose my head about it. Oh my God, that's going to be nice. She's very good at calming down. However, this is why the relationship works. In the moment, like that, her head goes. She's like hyperventilates. It's like, which is totally understandable and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
but it's annoying.
It's not annoying. I'm not saying that. It's not annoying. Bless her. But she's much better at me in long-term planning. I'm terrible at that. Yeah. But short-term, in the moment, is sort of fine. So that's happened. So I just say, look, let's calm down. What does the email say? And the email says, basically, what do I need to do? You can basically manage my booking and you can either accept these new flights or you ring up, right?
Yeah,
and I think because basically,
you could enjoy 2 weeks in Chicago.
So I don't know this properly. So Simon Cowder on Twitter, the independent.
Can I just ask, are your children asleep at this point?
Yeah, they're fully asleep, oblivious to what's going on. To us, we're in the bathroom at this point, sort of like trying to plan what we're going to do. But Simon Cowder, C-A-L-D-E-R, lovely bloke, travel journalist. I'll talk about this, and I think I know what your rights are, but he will definitely know. So if you follow Simon Cowder on Twitter...
So did you tweet about it, and he chipped in, and he was like, this is what you need to do?
No. So I didn't tweet him at all, but I've seen him talking about this on BA before. Okay. So basically, they've got a responsibility to get you on a flight to that destination on another airline. So they have to try their best. So, for example, if they emailed us at 5 o'clock, midday the day before it's cancelled, I could have gone into the airport and gone to the desk and said, right, there's a Virgin flight tomorrow at 10 o'clock, there's a Virgin flight at 11 o'clock, or there's an American Airlines flight. I've looked online, there's space on those flights, get me on that flight. Yeah. And they can't really argue, I don't think, so it's very convenient that they do decide to cancel it at midnight.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So okay. I thought, no worries, I'll ring them and say this over the phone. Yeah. You ring up, this is what happened to me. I don't know if this is what happened.
So you knew this anyway?
I knew that they have to do their best to get you on a flight that day. So what they've done there is given them the BA best option, which is Chicago. So I rung up and it says, if your flight's been cancelled, press 1. I press 1. Unfortunately, we're very busy at the moment, so we can't help you. hung up. No. I nearly fucking headbutted the wall. Yeah. I've never been angry in my life. Because I was just like, what do you mean? You can't do that. You're just stranding people. And they just hung up.
Were you tempted just to walk to Heathrow at this? Sorry, not to walk to Heathrow.
Walk to Chicago. I was just going to walk to Chicago. I was Googling Chicago steakhouses. Let's just embrace Chicago.
Do you know what, Rob?
I want a deep dish. Chicago town pizza.
Decision, let's went to Chicago. I've been to Chicago. And it's,
don't talk up Chicago.
Incredible.
Don't
it's
get on BA side.
It's such a good city.
It's a great
city. It's got this lovely
yeah.
beach. You don't realise it's got a beach because it's landlocked, but it's because it's got a river, a lake even, sorry. It's got a lovely beach.
Imagine if I got through to you at 4 a.m. at BA. Yeah. Look, Rob.
It's where Barack Obama's from.
Oh, great. Yeah, hopefully I'll knock him up so he can drive me to fucking Orlando with the kids.
Rob, have you seen The Last Dance?
Yes, I have seen The Last Dance.
That is set in Chicago. Enjoy yourself.
It's set in Chicago. It isn't. It's set in the mind of a lunatic. Yeah, so at that point, my head's gone. So now I'm just like, right, well, what do we do? Because the reality is, it's 4 a.m. Like, all other flights are starting going to get booked up. It's Easter, like the week before Easter holidays kind of thing. So then what we did was I found flights, there were Virgin flights from Heathrow to Orlando, but taking off an hour after hours was supposed to be. So I just booked those flights to get us out there because I thought, if I don't do this, we're going to be two days late. It's going to be a nightmare. Just bite the bullet. And this is a very privileged position for me because I'm in a fortunate enough position to have disposable income in the bank to do that, where a lot of people, big Disney holiday, that would have all been in there already. Or you've had to do it on your credit card and then you get charged. So I'm very aware that I'm in a fortunate enough position. However, at 4 a.m, I saw that money in the bank, I saw the prices of flights, and I just did it. And I thought, I'll try and get the money back off them later on. But I'm totally appreciative people couldn't
do
that.
Did you get the money back?
We're in the process of doing that at the moment. So they've not actually fully come back to me on that. So I can give another update next week. But I just thought,
I imagine this podcast will help.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't fuck knows, but or make it worse. All I do know is, though, I'm sitting on a photo.
I'd love it if you got a lifetime ban from British Airways. That would make me laugh
so much. What I will say is I've got a photograph of a baby seat that they gave our friends with a nine-month-old that I haven't put online yet, but it's sitting there ready to go in a brown envelope, okay? And you do not want this baby seat.
It's like the picture of Boris Johnson with the San Miguel that people go on about.
All I'm saying is, whilst the inquiry is ongoing into our cancelled flights, I will not publish any photographs. However, when the inquiry's been finished, if I'm satisfied, I may publish the photo, but we'll see.
Pop it on the private Instagram for me, will you, Rob?
Okay, I'll send it to you so you can see it. Do you want to see it? I'll send it to you, you can see it.
Oh, my God. It's difficult not to make the jokes that I want to make about this baby seat, Rob.
Exactly, but let's just say it's been used.
Yes.
It's definitely been used before. I don't think that's a new one.
That is absolutely incredible.
So, but the bad thing is, that's the flight home. They already know I'm annoyed.
That is the... So you were there to take this photo?
Well, yeah, because we didn't. We flew out on Virgin, then came back
on
BA.
And was it you that threw all the yoghurt over the seat, Rob, or was it someone else?
I think it's sick. I think it's...
Oh, my God.
It's baby sick. Anyway, so I booked those flights, and I'm aware that's very fortunate of me to be able to do that. Yeah. However, that was my decision to do. Yep. And I felt terrible. Went down in the reception, there was these poor families from Newcastle that were like, well, we can't hang around. We've come down from Newcastle. Can't go back to Newcastle. What, you're going to cover the hotel?
Oh,
what's going to go?
God.
Anyway, so I managed to book the flights, right? And they were lumpy, but that's, you know. But to be fair, Virgin was amazing. It was a really good flight. And I'm not just saying that, but I think when they know that BA have had a cancelled flight, basically,
they must be absolutely walking on air.
Well, not just walking on air. They're like, right, guys, we've got to be the best we've ever been because there's going to be loads of angry people from BA now. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like they were just like... So anyway, it was...
Do you know what it reminds me of, Rob?
What?
I know someone... And he got a job on a TV show because the previous host had been sacked for being so horrible to the staff.
Oh, really?
And he said, I feel like a fucking god on that TV show because all I have to do is be a bit nice to people and they think I'm the nicest guy in the world.
I know, that is...
Correct, yes. Bleed that out.
Okay. that's maybe one we can say on the live show. Yeah, so basically, we've managed to book these flights, but now it's 5 a.m. and we're in Gatwick Premier Inn and we're flying from Heathrow at about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I've now got to get...
Kids are up.
starting to rise. Yeah. We're desperately trying to not tell them that Disney's been cancelled.
Yeah.
We're not using the word cancelled flight at any point to stress them out.
We're showing them the film Chicago to get them in the mood.
Yeah, exactly. Well, have you ever... What's your thought on a deep dish pizza? So now, though, what we've got... Because the other couple decided to book those flights as well. What we're now in the situation of trying to move 4 adults, 3, like, under 6-year-olds, a 9-month-old, 9 suitcases, 6 little bags, and a buggy need to get moved from Gatwick to Heathrow at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
So that's, I'll go through that again. 4 adults, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-month-old, 9 cases, 6 bags, and a buggy.
So you call Eddie Stobart.
So I put a request in. No worries, there's a black cab company. Put a request in. Fine, I can get 2 black cabs. We can all bundle in there. It should be fine.
There's no 3 black cabs, men, surely.
No, I put it in. Yes, accepted booking. Oh, my God, I think I'm the best admin person in a crisis ever. Immediately email back. Oh, sorry, that's not available. What?
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
Can't the Premier Inn sort you something?
Well, I managed to ring the man that dropped us off, the driver that dropped us off the night before. I rung him, and because he dropped us off...
at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, but he dropped us off late. We were his first job when he dropped us off in the evening to the hotel. He's been out in London working. On his way home, I caught him, and he was going past and managed to come and get... So he did our first and last job.
Oh, my word. And then, what a story he's got.
And then the girl, Lou and our friends, went out to try and find a cab, but we were at arrivals, so none of the cabs were allowed to pick us up. We had to go back around to the rank. Some weird bloke trying to do it for cash who looked dodgy. And then, luckily, the other bloke from the black cab rang us back and then he turned up. So somehow we got there and we got on the flight and it was, but you don't calm down. You're so just like...
Yeah, of course. Right. Was it time sensitive at this point? When you got to the airport, were you worried?
Yeah, so I was actually because, tell a lie, it wasn't an 1 o'clock flight. It was an 11 o'clock flight. But then our flight to Virgin got slightly delayed a little bit to a bit later on. So it was a bit like, we had loads of time, but Lou was losing her head. But we had loads of time if the cab came now, but I hadn't booked a cab.
So he's just like,
there's no cab coming. There's no way to sort of get there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. Anyway, so we did that. And then we got to the airport, got on the flight. One little bit of fun was we were waiting for the flight. And as our gate came up, the 4-year-old pissed herself.
Oh, my God.
She was so excited playing on this little soft play thing. She forgets to ask for the toilet, pissed herself.
They don't want to go to the toilet when they need to go to the toilet. And you're like, what is your problem with just... You'll be like, do you need a wee? No. And you're like, I know you need a wee.
Yeah, you definitely need a piss.
What? That, mate, that's one of my great pleasures in life.
Having a piss.
Having a piss is great.
But
enjoy
it. That's because it's a break from your life.
How good must your life be that having a piss isn't the best thing in it? How good is your life?
My life's so good at the moment, I'm happy to piss myself and carry on. This is how much fun I'm having. Maybe them old drunks aren't, they're actually having a great time when they piss themselves in the pub. But now we're in a Heathrow airport trying to find clothes for a child. There are no clothes. So we had to go to Superdry.
Oh, my God. She wasn't Superdry, am I right?
And we bought her a size 8 T-shirt she wore as a dress and a pair of woman's knickers that we tied up with an elastic band.
Oh, my God.
She flew to America on a 9-hour flight in women's grown woman's knickers.
Oh, my God. That is...
So, anyway, we get on the flight. Lovely flight. Brilliant staff, and I did the most dad thing I've ever done. I was hugely stressed, Joss, obviously, because it'd been manic since 4 a.m. and now it's like we're on a 9-hour flight now with kids. And do you want to know what films I watched on that 9-hour flight?
Go on.
None.
No.
I just stared at the dark screen.
What, you just stared ahead?
Just stared ahead, just sort of just...
Drinking?
Yeah.
Stared ahead, drinking.
And then
How are your friends with the baby on the flight that you were so?
This baby just sleeps. So basically, what happened was
those babies.
The baby is so well behaved. Like honestly, I've got no funny stories about a 9-month-old baby on holiday.
Oh, that is unacceptable. I hate people with easy babies.
I've got a funny story about the dummies. They took dummies, but they forgot the dummy clip. For the baby?
What's the dummy clip?
You know, like the little lanyard that clips the dummy onto a T-shirt? When they fry out their mouth, it's still near them. They forgot the dummy clip. Went through 12 dummies, lost the last one late at night.
12?
He had to go to Target in a taxi to buy more dummies.
Oh, my God.
That's so the problem with the 9 month fold.
12 dummies.
Well, because she kept just lobbing them because they're walking around so much around the park.
Yeah.
So the only problem with the 9 month fold was the parents not getting a dummy clip was basically the only issues. The baby just slept. She was unbelievable. Honestly, the easiest kid out of the lot. It was actually annoying. It was annoying because it made you want another kid.
Neither of our babies are chilled. We went to a friend's house and their baby is so chilled.
Yeah.
That they just, the baby was in a bounce of a half an hour on its own.
Yeah.
That was just it. Fine. Half an hour.
So they, this 9 month old, they're just sit in the buggy, just laughing.
Fucking
the
hell.
Whole time. Didn't you?
Fucking
I heard her cry. And we were all together basically for 2 weeks. Once in 2 weeks, I heard her cry. We were in the hotel room next to them. Didn't hear it.
Oh my god.
But anyway, another thing that's quite annoying when your flight gets cancelled, if you have it linked into your Apple Wallet, you know, like your little Apple Wallet thing, it keeps popping up. Don't forget, your flight's in 10 minutes. I'm like, no, it's not. It's been cancelled. Update your app. So that was the flight out. And then basically, so when I got to the airport, we checked in with Virgin, went to BA. I went, hello, you've cancelled our flight. We couldn't speak to anyone because you kept on hanging up on us. I went to the desk and I said, hello, I need to talk to someone about my flight. She went, yeah, queue up. I went, no, I just need to talk to someone like guest services. Not, I don't need to queue up for check-in. She went, it's the only way to talk to someone. So I had to queue up. I've queued up to check into Virgin. I had to queue up to check into a BA, even though my flight's cancelled, talk to them about my cancelled flight. Okay? And I get to the front, I went, look,
the tweets flying by this point,
right? No, none at all. And I said, oh, excuse me. Because that's the problem. If people cancel flights, you can argue it's late at night. I don't mind that. That's just life, right? But it's the aftercare that pissed me off.
Yeah.
You don't hang up on someone when they're trying to reorganise it. It's a big family holiday to Orlando. There's kids on the... You can't just strand people somewhere. And then
there's
not allowing anyone to...
There's going to Orlando in those numbers as well.
And there was no way to talk to... Virgin had a special desk where you could talk to people, and most airlines have that. BA don't. What I think is, BA haven't got the staff anymore. I think they've just not got enough staff. And then... So eventually, I got to the front of the check-in desk and I said, hey, oh, excuse me, our flight's been cancelled. We don't want the flight you've offered. I just want to make sure that the flight home's still okay because it doesn't let me on the website click reject the new flight and accept the return. She went, oh, no, you can't have the return if you don't have the outbound.
What?
Yeah. I went, the outbound doesn't exist. And so basically, I had to cancel the whole booking. I went, well, I don't want to cancel the whole booking because if I'd known that, I would have booked return on Virgin, but I can't do that now. I've just got a one way.
Oh, my God.
Because that you hadn't cancelled the return.
Oh, my word.
So now I'm there for 20 minutes, even though we've checked in and I need to get through security, because I don't want to sort... If I don't sort this out now, I don't want to travel to America not knowing if I've got a flight back.
Do you know who you need to talk to, Rob?
Bucky O'Hare?
Two words, mate. Yeah. If you're having some problems with consumer,
Joe Lycett.
He'll sort you out here. He'll bloody prank the whole lot of them.
Well, that's the thing. So that's the thing. So you couldn't talk to him, and then they did that, and then eventually they sort of semi-agreed. They did that, and then they gave me these new weird tickets.
Did you come back on Virgin or BA?
No, BA. Right. So anyway, they do that, and then afterwards, and then I'm trying to basically. She didn't really convince me that happened. You know when someone's a bit like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, I don't feel like that's fine. So then I tried to email BA, speak to him. So I tried to speak to him on Instagram. They wouldn't let me speak to him on Instagram. I had to go on Twitter. And I'm not even on Twitter anymore. I had to log back into Twitter. So they sent me to Twitter. I wasn't going to tweet about it. I tried to talk to him on Instagram because the email address and the phone number, there's no email address. The phone number don't work, right? So I spoke to him on...
So was there loads of other people there that were in your...
In the Premier Inn, there was loads of people from up north that had stayed because you have to fly out of Gatwick. But then, so I went on Instagram, couldn't talk to him. I went on Twitter. These are the people that I've spoken to so far. Corey, Rebecca, Alex, Jane, Neil, Oliver, Natalie, Dylan, Imogen, Daisy, Natalie M. Because whenever you send a message, someone else replies on like the direct message. And I'm aware a lot of people aren't even getting replies. But I think because I've got a bigger following on Twitter, a blue tick, they are replying to me. So I'm aware of that. So that was what's annoying me. So I'm away. I can't really get through to anyone. And then at one point they go, let's sort this out. Can we ring you? And I said, well, it's a bit difficult because we haven't got good signal. We're in and out of parks. We're on rides. She went, give us a time to call. Okay, I said, call us 7 a.m. America time because that's like midday English. And then I get a message at 7:30. Oh, when's a good time to call you? I was like, well, half an hour ago when you fucking agreed. And then I get a phone call at 8:30 while we go through like the security at the park and lose on like It's a Small World trying to talk to BA about flights. And then we flew back. And when we get to the airport, there's no one there to check in.
What?
So we get to the there's about probably about 100 people there. We got there 4 hours before, which is very early, but we'd been kicked out of our
Did
hotel.
Did you at any point start laughing at this situation?
Well, I thought, well, you know what? I am technically here before. They say get here 3 hours before, but normally the check-in desk is always open, aren't they? But I looked it up, and normally there is someone there doing it from 4 hours before, right? And there wasn't anyone. Anyway, 3 hours to go, one person arrives to check in a plane of hundreds of people. And there's three queues at this point. And there's one person checking in all three queues, which is stressful because everyone's like, who goes first?
Yeah.
You know. Oh, and then gosh. And then so and then it's an hour to get through security. So I think a lot of people may have missed that flight because they couldn't get checked in. So anyway, we couldn't get checked in. And then we get on the plane and we get home. The baby seat picture I'll talk about later. And once we're on the Virgin flight out, because it's a 9-hour flight, there was food and, you know, out there's like bottles of drink, there's food, there's crisps, like snacks because it's a long journey. But yeah, it was just cups of water. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're trying to become like an economy long haul.
Have they taken a dislike to you, Rob?
I don't know, but it wasn't.
By that point, have they gone, let's fuck him up. Let's really fuck him up.
There's no one checking in.
I really don't like him on Cats Does Countdown when he does that. Let's fuck him up.
Yeah, but
like,
do you know what? But it's all agency staff that don't care. BA used to have lots of staff that cared. So it was all agency staff checking them in. So when we were there, our friends, we had a buggy. She said, oh, do you need to put the luggage tag on the buggy? She went, no, you don't do that here. You do it at the gate. We was like, well, no, you definitely do it here. That's always way it's been happened. Anyway, we get to the gate and there's a BA person from the flight there now, not just the agency staff, and they're like, oh yeah, they should have done that to check it. So they don't really know what the rules are. So now a flight from Orlando, there's about 50 buggies. We're all the flight home was delayed by half an hour, and then it got delayed by another half an hour because there's 50 buggies that need to be tagged up at the actual gate where you get on the plane.
Are you feeling better to talk about this?
No,
now?
I feel worse. I wish I didn't bring it up now and I've sound like a fucking moany old woman.
How do you feel now?
Stressed.
Looking back on it.
Anyway, so I hope that didn't just sound like a pretentious, privileged
rant. I enjoyed it. No, it didn't.
But it's it just because anyway.
I would say, Rob.
Yeah.
Listening to that, I didn't think this man's privileged. No point did I think him in his ivory tower. Fucking hell, how the other half live, eh? That bit when you're both huddling in the bathroom of a Premier Inn while your daughter sleeps trying to work out how to get to Heathrow, I didn't think, bloody hell. This is like listening to Prince talk about his life.
I was naked for the first 15 minutes because I couldn't find my pants. Because it's that hotel room, you've been discombobulated, it's 4 a.m. I couldn't find my pants.
Well, so you're just stark bollock naked.
Booking flights, baby.
knocking on your friend's door to tell them their flight's been cancelled.
I put pants on for that, but they were a bit shocked when I just stood there. They maybe thought I was a 4 a.m. swinger. It's time. Let's start this holiday. Let's start this holiday in style. Oh, God, yeah, so sorry about that.
Well, I tell you what, Rob.
Yep.
We might have to change the schedule because
I've gone on too long.
Well, you haven't gone on too long, Rob.
Was that interesting or was it just moaning?
No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. People listen to this, Rob, for us to have a terrible time, and you've had a terrible time.
Well, yeah, Josh, I don't know. We've done time it. So should we do catch up to your week before the Friday?
Well, maybe
episode?
Next Tuesday's Disney. Then we'll just keep going. we're content machines,
oh,
Rob.
God, I feel like I need to lie down. I feel upset after that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Anyway, sorry, I'm back to normal programming next week. We'll catch up with Josh's week and we'll talk about Disney as well another episode.
On Friday, yeah. And we'll give you that email address. If you want to send the questions to Rose, Lou and our parents.
Well, yeah, we'll give you the email for that. And the book's out October 13th.
See you then.
All right, bye.